I'd like to bring in Mr. Nashabi, who has been joining, who is standing by and joining us from Beirut. Mr. Nashabi, I'd like to ask you the Middle Eastern view and how the Middle East views the importance of these Russian elections, and especially the prospects of Vladimir Putin winning again.
Yes. Well, no doubt that anything that happens in Moscow and elections in Moscow will are important for the unfolding events in the Middle East. Regardless of the fact that the Russians' consideration when they vote is more towards internal Russian affairs and not basically on the Russian foreign policy. However, the Russian foreign policy will also have an impact. The position of Russia is and the position of Mr. Putin is a position that will bring back Russia on the world map as a as an important superpower that is capable of making some major decisions that will affect other parts of the world. The double vetoes that were in the Security Council recently on the resolutions regarding Syria were very important in bringing back Russia as a power and as an important decision maker in international politics. And that's the significance of this particular matter. However, this also creates a lot of pressure from Western powers on Russia. It creates a threat from the Islamic fundamentalist groups inside Russia and outside Russia that will that have threatened Russian security in the past. Mr. Putin gives the impression to the Russians that he is a strong leader, that he is capable of facing the challenges, economic challenges or political challenges, and also challenges coming from criticism. The criticism was that the elections of the Duma were not compliant with the standards of democratic standards in the past, and he responded to that by having cameras in 90,000 polling stations. However, he also allowed 250 observers from the European Council and from the OSCE. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, and these are also there, so he's fully confident of the vote. Well, it's true that the expectations are that he will have less votes than he had in the elections in 2004, where he had 71%. Perhaps that number is going to decline a bit, but I think that it's very likely that there will not be a second round, because in Russia, I think if you get less than 50% of the votes, you go for a second round of elections. I think Mr. Putin will secure more than 50%. However, if he won't, it will go for the second round, and then I think he will definitely win these elections. The Russians are really apparently from the recent polls, they actually are in favor of Mr. Putin becoming president again.
Right, so Mr. Nashabi, give us, your point of view. Okay, I'm actually being told that we will need to cut this off. So that was Mr. Omar Nashabi with Al Akhbar Weekly joining us from Beirut. Mr. Nashabi, we appreciate your insight.